I have to begin by saying hello to Artie and Dixie. They emailed me from Utah, said they had listened to the sermon last week, so I'm glad to hear from them. And if you're out traveling at all this summer or someplace that you're when you're not here, let me know. It'd be good to hear from you. Memorial Day was established as a national holiday to recognize the military, those who had given their lives, lives that were sacrificed on battlefields, lives that were lost from the experiences that soldiers had, the giving of life itself. And so it's important for us to take time to pause and to remember. Memorial Day, we also think of loved ones. We recognize family. We recognize those who have given to our lives the sacrifices that were made. But in either case, Memorial Day is more than just remembering. Memorial Day is that we commemorate. That includes two important things. We keep alive the memory of others. And also, in our lives, we serve as a memorial to others. We live out those qualities that we respected in others. We memorialize them in who we are, in the ways in which we live. Take a moment to think of family members, past and present. Think of sharing physical appearances with family members. So often, voices that sound alike. Maybe you share a specific feature or a certain trait. Perhaps there is a talent that has been passed along or an interest that you have. Maybe one of the things that you've picked up from family members is that you share a certain sense of compassion or have a caring nature. There are those that live on in us. And as we live on and as we continue, we reflect on the prayers of Jesus. The prayers of Jesus are probably not much different than our prayers for our family members and those whom we care for. In our prayers, we reflect on the well-being of our family members, our loved ones and friends, that they would experience goodness in life, have positive relationships, and be in good health. In our prayers, we pray that those whom we know and we love, when they experience turmoil, can overcome that. When there are setbacks, can recover and then move ahead once again. When experiencing weakness, can regain strength. The prayers of Jesus emphasizes three points that jump out at me. Eternal life, that they may know you, and your name is known. And that we would be a living memorial. Now, soon after this prayer, Jesus' disciples will be scattered. Jesus will be left alone, and there will be a time of great tribulation and uncertainty. But yet, Jesus still loves his disciples. Jesus still trusts in them. The prayer that he shares reflects this love and this trust, this prayer for them in the times to come. He prays for what is ahead. Even though they have struggled and been challenged in so many ways. A child was visiting with his parents one time. And you know, children tend to talk to friends from time to time and ask one another questions. And so, in conversations with friends, a question came to the surface for this young boy, so he took it to his parents. And he asked his parents, "Am I adopted?" His parents laughed. And his father said, "Well, that's hilarious. Why would we choose you?" Why would Jesus choose us? Why would he choose his disciples? Why would he love them so? But yet he prays for us. He prays that God would give eternal life. Eternal life is not a reference to time. It's not about an infinite time period. It is not something that is in the future. It is not a time following death or an afterlife. But eternal refers to the life of God. And that in Jesus, we experience God. We experience the eternal, that life of God here and now. That our life is in relationship to this eternal presence. And we know something of its splendor and its glory, its majesty and its power. That we have eternal life. That we have a God life. A life in relationship with the Eternal One. Jesus also prays that we would know God. He prays that they would know you. Biblically, when they talk about one that is to know, there is an intimacy involved. There's an intimacy, an understanding of heart and an understanding of mind. It is very personal. And now Jesus prays of a God that had seemed unapproachable, now has a relationship with the disciples. A relationship with His people. And Jesus prays for that relationship. And that God's name would be made known. First of all, knowing God's name means we can call on God. As a result of the relationship that we have a name that we can call. Someone that we can approach in time of need. And secondly, by knowing one's name, we know the character and the nature of what God is like. Often in that time, God is understood as the sacred, holy one, set apart from all things, who is remote and invisible king, whose name one did not speak. But now we have a name to call on. Jesus shares that name to call on and to bring into close relationship. And so Jesus prays for these gifts that would build upon this relationship. One relationship that's often difficult in life is that with mother-in-laws. Many of you are probably blessed with wonderful mother-in-laws. This one man in particular was struggling with a gift to give his mother-in-law. You know, she was one of those people who had pretty much everything. So one year after some struggling, he decided, he purchased her a large, expensive cemetery plot. The year goes by, the next birthday rolls around. Again, he's thinking about gifts that he would give her and decides not to give her anything at all. And so she complains. And he said, "Why are you complaining? You haven't even used the present I gave you last year." Jesus prays that we would live out the gifts and the presents that are given to us. An eternal relationship with God and knowing God's name. One we can call on. And as disciples, to be a living memorial. Continue God's work. Jesus tells of the grace of God, the love of God, a love prepared to do anything. A certainty of that love. And that there is a confidence then that through the disciples, a future voice of Jesus will carry on. Jesus reflects in coming from God. And now we hear God's word from Jesus. We learn from God, about God, from Jesus. About a God life, an eternal life. A God that we know and we call on. And that we have to respond to the appeal of Jesus and to share that appeal with others and lead others to God. We have been equipped with the qualities of Jesus, of mind and heart and character, to be selfless, sacrificial, to be understanding and forgiving. We are to commemorate Jesus. We are to serve as a memorial so that He lives on through us. Amen.